The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This is Liam Schiff, sitting in for Robert Scott Bell. We're bringing Anna Victoria Rogers back for one more segment because she said in the break that she wanted to talk about something very interesting, which is toxic personalities, something we don't usually talk about on this show. We're always talking about cellular health and gut health. We don't really get into psychological health a lot. I like to talk about psychological health and well-being. I think a lot of us are afraid to ask some of those questions, but not Anna Victoria Rogers and not Don Naylor. Are you there, Don?
I'm here.
Who was the guy who said, I oppose medical fascism and voodoo science? Who said that?
That was a doc. There was a bill, and I think it was AB 109 down in California where they're talking about vaccine exemptions, and he went to go testify, and the guy that was handling the hearing is like, okay, no, because they had this huge long line of all of these people that were there in defense of people having exemptions and being entitled to exemptions for vaccines, and they got tired of hearing it one person after another, and so when this guy got up there, he went to try and, you know, speak his mind and get his point across, and they were like, no, we don't want any more testimony. Just say whether you're in favor for it or not. And that's when he said, you know, I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science, which is just an awesome, awesome statement.
It's a very hard thing to do, to stand up in a room. You know, we watch these movies and, you know, the Aaron Brockovich or the one with Sally Field from the 70s, what was that called, Norma Rae. And somebody stands up in a room full of other people and their throat is tight and they say something and it's so hard to say what you guys are doing is wrong. We're so easily subjected to the will of a group. You don't realize it when you're watching a TV, which is what we mostly do these days. You know, we mostly take in media. We don't really stand up and disagree with people in a community. We don't really remember what it's like to do that, or the psychological pressure, which is an intense pressure that people have on themselves, put on each other. I mean, after all, we're this strange tribal species. You know, we absolutely rely on each other for support, and we're so deeply wound around that feeling, that truth, that people can come along and tell us all kinds of things that aren't true. If you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show page today, I'm not sure. Let me see if I can bring this up. But we might have a graphic about vaccines, and if we don't, we'll find it. Oh, there it is. Unavoidably unsafe products. Right. So if the vaccine manufacturers stand up and say you have to do this, and the government tell the doctors you have to do this, it's not just like in a cartoon, or, you know, it's somebody's coming up to them, and then it's everybody they know. And a lot of these people are psychopaths or sociopaths or malignant narcissists, right? And you know, we don't know that. We don't know that terminology. We don't know what it means. We're afraid to say it because if we say it, they'll say it back to us, and then we'll be in trouble. And then everybody will look at us when we walk out of the house. Oh, that's the person who doesn't believe this. And Anna, something that you talk about that I think most, I'd say almost all health books don't talk about is you talk about toxic relationships.
Yeah, that's why my book is so big, because I realized that, you know, we're focusing on toxins that come from, you know, beauty products and our food, but one of the most pressing issues I see is people that become toxic in their nature because they've had a childhood that damaged them in some way. So they end up being depressed. Some people will have so much stress in their childhood, they'll become incredibly angry people and aggressive. And we've only got to look at the way so many corporations behave, people like Monsanto. I mean, the people that run that, they haven't had a good childhood, because if they did, they'd actually like and care for other people. So I kind of wanted to bring that side of toxicity out of the book so that people could understand that bringing up children is so important, that it's got to be done in a way where they feel validated, accepted, loved. And we've only got to look at how many people are depressed in the world out there, and it's increasing all the time. And yes, we can blame it on toxic chemicals, but a lot of psychologists will actually say that depression really stems from the way they were brought up.
So how are we brought up, and why does it cause us to be... There are a lot of people who are... We're going to talk about this throughout this hour, but there... I grew up in such a way that was going to make me a very anxious person, a person who was pretty combative and argumentative and unhappy. And I didn't like that, but it took me a long time to figure out how to face that. And I had to, you know, lift up some rocks in my childhood and look at what was squirming underneath, and, you know, I had to cry my bitter tears and feel a certain amount of pain. So why don't people do that? Tell us your prescription or your analysis of a culture that's not maybe in touch with its heart or soul.
Well, it's easy to look at what we do with children these days, and, you know, this is probably going to really annoy some people, me saying this, but there's been studies to prove it, that if you put your child into nurseries and daycare, you know, some people have to do it from the age of 6 weeks, or the average is 6 months. Women will stay off work for that long. The studies that they're doing prove that if you do that under the age of, I think, 9 months, it increases the risk of your child developing or being diagnosed with pediatric bipolar, which, of course, makes Big Pharma happy, because they can then, you know, get a lifelong customer that will be taking antidepressants for the rest of their life. But if that child had stayed at home, you know, with its mum or dad or the person that is their caregiver, then they're not going to feel like they're unloved or they can't trust the world or they're stressed. Because when you think about it, a child is not ready to be away from the main caregiver until they're about 2 or 3.
Well, I want to let you rabbit on, as you said. So go a little deeper. I mean, dig deeper into your own experience, and what's something that you ran into personally that was that made you say, I have to reach out to other people and share this message?
A lot of my book, of course, comes from personal experience, and I can look back to how I was about sort of 10 years ago. And that was before I'd had any kind of treatment for my health problems. And back then, I was a crazy, crazy person. I was quite often psychotic at times. I used to get in really bad arguments with my partners at the time, with my parents. I was full of rage and incredibly upset all the time. And can you imagine if I'd have had a child with that state of mind and that state of health? There's no way I would have been able to be a good mother. And that was because, yes, I was unwell, but also because I would have imprinted my own childhood to my child, which means that I would have passed on the same behavioral problems to Lola. So after I have seen what's happened to myself in terms of the way that I've healed my mental state, I'm not saying that I'm perfect every day. I still have days where I'm, you know, not in the best mood, which I think is actually quite normal. And people have to get away from being obsessed with feeling super good every day and super happy every day, because I don't really think that's possible. But I've also seen what can happen to your personality when you do detox chemicals and you do start to bring balance back into the way that brain behaves. And I think I've just observed a lot in society. You've only got to go out to the shops and you see how mums go crazy at their kids in the supermarket, and the child is only doing what is natural, that is trying to grab things because it sees it like a giant big toy store, and the mother is stressed and will, you know, yell at her child, and she doesn't realize that doing that again and again and again is really destroying the way that child is going to develop. So, and I've also looked at the stats of depression and, you know, read even about schizophrenia. It's really interesting. People think that's a genetic disorder, but in over 50% of schizophrenia cases, the psychotherapists and psychologists have done studies to show that over 50% of schizophrenic patients all report some kind of physical or sexual or mental abuse when they were young, which will cause the brain to split into the way that it behaves because it's so traumatized from what's happened, it just can't think properly anymore, and it has to create these other voices to talk to. So knowing that made me realize, well, when we look at society and the way that people are behaving, where does that start? Does it start in their childhood? And after seeing what's happened with my child and the effort that I've put into, I definitely know that most behavioral problems stem from the way the child's being brought up.
That's fascinating.
No, that rings so many bells. Of course, childhood makes us into what we are unless we examine it. Now,
exactly. That's right. And sorry, I was going to say,
with
people like you and I, we could have gone one of two ways. And that is, well, the way that I was going years ago, incredibly angry, aggressive, capable of abusing other people, capable of abusing my child because I didn't have the ability to realize what I was doing or to stop that behavior. Because that's the key, is having a brain that is healthy enough to stop yourself from saying something, or, you know, in terms of people that actually hit their children, you need to be able to stop yourself from doing that if you get angry.
This is Liam Sheff sitting in for Robert Scott Bell. We're on with Anna Victoria Rogers. Don Naylor is producing the show. We're going to keep at it for one more segment and talk about emotional health today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 937 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And we're back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here with CM Chef and guest Anna Rogers with some really, really cool, interesting, and I wouldn't say riveting conversation that we're having here.
Anna's let loose, as Robert might say, on the past, and we're talking about how crazy we all are just a couple years ago or underneath it all or whatever. And having difficulty in childhood, and it just makes us all rather these tormented souls, and we're sad, and we try to hide it, and then we don't want to be, you know, what did you say, Anna, that you were more likely to be very volatile and argumentative, I think you said?
Yeah, definitely. I used to get quite out, I would, because of my, I guess you could say, father issues, where I didn't feel like he really cared, and a lot of the things he said and did certainly emphasized that. Of course, typical pattern, I attracted asshole boyfriends. Oops. And, sorry.
Oops.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
She's calling, from Britain, everybody. She's calling from Britain.
She said it was a hassle. It was a hassle.
Her boyfriends are hassles.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where was I? Yeah, so I attracted really, you know, awful.
Charmless.
Yeah. Boyfriends.
But I bet they were charming. I bet they were.
No, they weren't. They were really bad, really bad boys. So, yeah, it would trigger off, you know, patterns in me as a needy, helpless person, nobody loves me, that kind of thing. And the arguments that I would get in were just out of control and so bad that sometimes the police were called. And it was just this constant cycle of abuse. And there's so many people in situations like that, and they don't know how to get out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
No, I found myself, see, I was, am, you know, a very sensitive person. And so I avoided relationships a lot, to tell you the truth. You know, I enjoyed some light friendships, but I would just, I had my sense of humor, and I had my few friends that I would sort of click with. And then I would probably be offensive to a lot of people because I didn't care what anybody thought because I just didn't have the energy for it. And I learned over time to be a little more... Now, if you go read my Facebook page, you say, yeah, you still don't care what anybody thinks. But I'm just a researcher now, and I have to research the things that I'm interested in. So that there's a way to be healthy with it, and there's a way to be unhealthy with it. But I used to make really tasteless jokes at people's expense, and I stopped doing that because it hurt people's feelings, and I realized I didn't like getting my feelings hurt that way, so I stopped. You know, but it took me going, wow, I'm really a hassle. You know, I've really been a hassle lately. I've really been a big hassle.
You hassle.
I actually think it's quite easy, I think, to pick up on if someone has had a rough childhood simply by the way they behave on Facebook. Because if you think about a healthy childhood or a healthy person in the way they behave, they will argue in a way that is not aggressive. You won't call anyone crazy names. You won't basically cross that line of disgusting behavior. And we've only got to see that this troll stuff on Facebook and just on the internet in general is really out of control, you know, to the point where some girls are committing suicide because of the meanness and the nastiness that comes through. And we all know when people bully, they have not had a good time at home. That is why they're a bully, because they have to pick on someone weaker to make themselves feel better because of the things they're not getting at home or the behaviors that they're actually seeing themselves.
Yeah, dad picks on them, or dad picks on people, or dad picks on mom. And, you know, when you either stick up for mom and you end up being the guy or the girl who draws the narcissist, right, because you're so empathic, you're always trying to save her. That's the role I ended up in, you know, so empathic, you try to save people.
Yeah.
Or you end up trying to replicate the aggressive parent, whether it was mom or dad, and you just walk through life trying to numb your own feelings by not caring about anybody else's.
Yeah, and that's the thing. With a childhood that hasn't exactly been good, a person will either go one of two ways. Either they will try and overcome that and become a better person and try and do something good with their lives, or they will continue down that path of being really unhappy, really aggressive, and just not leading the kind of life that we all should have the right to lead, which is a happy and healthy one. And that's what I try and get across in my book.
And the book is Toxic World, Toxic People. Go to ToxicWorldToxicPeople.com. Get the book for under $10 today only. Go to the bottom of the page and click it. Put up a Facebook note and get $4 off. Anna Victoria Rogers, thank you so much for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Here's Liam.
Here's Liam.
That is such a rock and roll opening. I feel like I need sort of a smooth jazz opening myself.
Robert Scott Bong. See, if talking about CBD, it would be Robert Scott Bong.
We need some CBD here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We just had a nice time with Anna Victoria Rogers. Her website is Toxic World, Toxic People. You can get the book for $4 off today. That's a good savings for an 800-page book that is full of information. You will keep using this book over and over again. You'll read it, you'll say, oh my God, she tells the truth, and you heard her do so. Not a lot of people will go on air and say, yeah, I used to be a hassle. I used to be bat shirt crazy.
You know what? And the majority of people would not say that because the majority of people either are just cannot bring themselves to be honest about their own life and their own experiences, or they're delusional, the fact that they think that they're, quote, normal, right? I'm normal. I'm not like you crazy people.
I'm normal. It's like a George Carlin routine. Normal. I go, exactly. I get in my car, which is normal, to use gasoline that comes from the Middle East, because that's normal, and I go buy milk.
You know, I tell you what, George Carlin is probably, he's one of the guys that I was crushed when he passed away, because he was a comedian. But the things that he talked about, he had a few things that were just fun, you know, just to laugh about. But the majority of what he talked about was wrapped around that thing that we're kind of talking about right now, which is critical thinking. I mean, talk about a critical thinker. He questioned everything.
Very critical.
And because he was a critical thinker, he was able to find those holes and those contradictions and the ironies and things that most people won't look at because they don't critically think.
Right, because people accept it as being normal. So vaccination is normal. Let's take a small child and inject it with things that we scraped out of monkey testicle proteins. No, I'm not joking or just being vulgar. You have to grow vaccines in something called a substrate, which are made from ovaries and testes and human aborted fetal tissue, or that's part of what goes into the mix. So if you don't ask yourself the critical thinking, and how do you get to critical thinking? You always have to do one thing. You have to define your terms. Define your terms. So if somebody says the Bible is true, you have to say, what do you mean by true, and what do you mean by the Bible? And then everything starts coming apart. You go, well, that's very interesting. Vaccines are good for you. What do you mean by good for you, and what do you mean by vaccine? Vaccine is not a magical thing invented at Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It's not an apple that falls off a tree. A vaccine is made by a big pharmaceutical company in a laboratory, and they grow it inside of animal proteins and kidneys and ovaries, testicles, and all weird stuff. You think, well, why would they do that? That's another good question. Remember, who, what, why, where, when, how? These are the questions that we were supposed to ask to be critical thinkers, but now we're supposed to ask, nothing. Can I get that in HD? Can you supersize it and put it in HD, please?
Right.
Those are our two questions. Can it be supersized, and can I get it in HD? Here on the Robert's Cup webpage, we've got a graphic that I put together just for the sake of some people who hadn't seen it. Ginger Taylor told me about this a year and a half ago, that there was a case at the Supreme Court in 1986 where a child was so injured by vaccines that one company had to pay $3 million when $3 million meant something. Now that's as much money as Michael Bay spends on, you know, donuts for one of his Transformers movies. But then that was real money. So the Supreme Court put forward this Vaccine Act of 1986, which states that you can't sue a vaccine manufacturer even if they kill your child. Well, that's very interesting. Now, Don, I imagine that you encounter people who tell you that vaccination is good, but I don't think they say, and we know it's good because you're not allowed to sue in case it kills your child. They probably don't know that last bit.
That would be an interesting defense in that argument, because a lot of people don't even realize that that's even the case.
No,
you know, I mean, the fact that you can't sue, I mean, if somebody, you know, if you buy a bicycle and you get into an accident because the wheel fell off, you can sue the bicycle company. If you get in a car accident because there's a defective seatbelt in it or something, and you get injured or somebody dies, something like that, the automaker can be sued. But if a child gets a vaccine and the vaccine kills the child, you can't. And so the question is why?
God, if I go to the Dairy Queen for some unknown reason and eat five of their blitzes or whatever those are called, if you remember, blizzards in a row,
right.
and then throw up violently, break a tooth as I fall down.
Right. Slip on your vomit and break your tooth. Right?
I get to sue Dairy Queen.
That's right.
For making food that is both addictive and poisonous. And I can win. And, you know, they'll settle. Because they just don't want the trouble of going to lawsuit. They'll just give me $10,000.
Right.
Good luck, stupid, and, you know, don't shop here anymore. But they'll make me sign a non-disclosure agreement and a waiver. Now, that's how America works. If you can sell it, That's it. In America, if you can sell it, people wonder what the American dream is, but it's this. If you can sell it, it is good. If you can sell it, it is a good thing. If it gets in the way of sales, it's a bad thing. So something got in the way of sales of vaccines. What got in the way of sales? Well, Time magazine tipped its hat to the American public in 2011 when a case went before the Supreme Court in which a child, I believe, died. And the family was not allowed to sue the manufacturer. And Time magazine said, why are we protecting vaccine manufacturers? Because hundreds of injury lawsuits were piling up against vaccine manufacturers, causing them to abandon manufacture of major vaccines and threatening immunizations for the entire country.
Okay, wait. So, all right, hundreds of injury lawsuits are piling up. Now, these injury lawsuits are due to damage and death from vaccines, yet Time magazine is saying that it's a bad thing that we have to make it so that you can't sue them because we might affect the manufacturing of the vaccines that are causing the damage, that are causing the lawsuits.
You've got it. This is the this is Liam Chess calculus of American ethics. If you can sell it, it is good, and if you can't, if it gets in the way of sales, it is bad. That's it. So something got in the way of sales, and that something were the little dead bodies of children. That was getting in the way of sales. The children being mortified and turned unable to speak, and the nerve damage and the peripheral nerve damage and the brain damage that you were getting from injecting metals into small people was something that got in the way of sales. So the Supreme Court said, too bad, I want to say Brewitt's family, but I'm mispronouncing it. It's on the Robert Scott Bell Show page, by the way, and you can read the entire judgment, or it's, what do you call it, the rule, part of the ruling, which talks about unavoidably unsafe products. And they
that in itself is,
right.
Now, really? Unavoidably unsafe products?
Unavoidably unsafe products, like these are especially common in the field of drugs. Now, somebody might say that a bicycle is an unavoidably unsafe product, but it's not unavoidably unsafe. I mean, if you don't ride on the street and you don't ride fast, if you ride with a helmet, it's going to be a generally safe product. It's not unavoidably unsafe. A car, however, I think cars are very dangerous, but they're not unavoidably unsafe. If you don't drive drunk and you drive within a limit that you can stop, you know, you give yourself three car spaces between you and the truck in front of you and nobody does, then they're not unavoidably unsafe. They are rather radical, considering that human beings never rode anything faster than a horse for, you know, 10,000 years.
Right.
But still, they don't say this is unavoidably unsafe and you can't sue an auto manufacturer if your car explodes. But if your vaccine explodes your child's brain, you can't sue the manufacturer. Now, I would like you to take this information and take it to your friends. It's right up there in a graphic on the Robert Scott Bell Show page, and just share it with your friends who are very, very pro-vaccine and say, you know, I don't mind that you're pro-vaccine, but I'd like you to at least have the guts to let the so-called marketplace stand behind its product. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, in looking at this, you know, I think where you run into the bottleneck here of people accepting the fact that there is obviously something scandalous going on here is that whether we're talking about Time magazine or we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, these people, these organizations are basically, I mean, they are accepting the fact that vaccination is good. Vaccination is necessary. It's a necessary situation, even though they can come out and say things like these vaccines in the present state of human knowledge are quite incapable of being made safe for their intended and ordinary use. Try and take an herbal supplement, a natural supplement, and go out there and get that out on the market saying that, I'm sorry, but this supplement is incapable of being made safe for its intended use, and see the fireworks fly if you try and do something like that.
Right.
Yet vaccines I mean, the Supreme Court can come out and say, I'm sorry, but we are incapable of making these vaccines safe for their intended use, yet we're going to push vaccines on people nonstop.
Which means that this isn't a science, but a religion. Now, people like it when people who are sort of anti the vaccine thing, which I am, by the way, chapter 5 of my book, Official Stories, will give you a short, but I think sufficient, juicy history of vaccination and how the history of vaccination, if you look back through the pamphlets and the books that were written for the last 150 years, looks exactly like today. Nobody was, the mass public was always cowed into doing it, and there were many vocal, clear-headed, critical thinkers saying, this is blood poisoning, it doesn't make any sense, you're increasing the rates of smallpox, you're increasing the rates of amputation of the arms where you give the pox, not injection, but where you stab people's arms with the pus. So, again, chapter 5 of my book, Official Stories, will talk about this. When we get back, I'm going to ask you a hard question, very hard question. Can you think about your religion the same way you think about their religion? Coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
And we're back. I cannot believe how fast this show has gone today, William.
Very fast. Anna Victoria Rogers gave us a lot to think about and started us on the open confessional part of the show, so we decided to be honest and open about our terrible difficulties and the way that we've grown and expressed and grown and loved, and we're going to live forever, but not, we're going to learn how to fly, but not until we do a little more critical thinking. On the last segment, I read something from Time magazine, and Don started looking at the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court about unavoidably unsafe products. I want to always encourage people to do deep critical thinking, deep structural analysis, what they call deconstructive thinking, where you deconstruct. You take apart the thing that you're giving. You say, well, where did that come from? I don't mean that you insult it. I don't mean that you degrade it or denigrate it or belittle it. I mean, you say, where did you come from? You know, thought form, item, social platform, concept, religion. You know that I'm sort of famous or infamous for coming on and talking about the religions of science. I grew up in a family of doctors and researchers, and I can tell you that science functions as a religion. I think that we've clearly identified that vaccination is a religion that's protected by the first and second commandments of the United States, which is if it can be sold, then it is good, and if it gets in the way of selling, it is bad. Vaccines have to be sold because money from vaccines is more important than your ability to sue if your child is damaged or killed. That's what the government has said. Exactly what I just said to you, that their money is more important. They can make more money selling these things, and they're not willing to let you sue for the damage. So they don't stand behind their product. That's number one. And any time you get into an argument with a pro-vaccine person, say, well, you guys don't stand behind your product, so I'm not interested in talking to you. It's a very straightforward argument, isn't it? You know?
Absolutely.
Purely American.
And the thing is, what is their response to that when you say that?
They'll call you names, and they'll flap around because it's a religion to them.
You denialist. You're just a denialist.
Yeah. Now everybody's apparently a Holocaust denialist if you say anything critical about anything in the sciences. Well, I'm sorry. Holocaust denial is a very different can of worms and has nothing. It's not something I'm into. It's not something I support. I support critical thinking. So if somebody calls you something, you've got to go, well, let's take it apart. Let's define our terms. Now let me ask you, the audience, a question. There are things that you believe, things you've been told that you've never questioned. Never questioned. And I have never been, I've always been more of a spiritualist than a religious person. I had a shock a couple of weeks ago when I started reading about, now I grew up in a mixed family, mixed Protestant Jewish. And so I didn't think much about Christianity as being true because it wasn't the first thing that I read that was mythical. I read Greek myths first. So in a way, my brain was spared from taking in the Bible as being absolutely true. I actually read mythology knowing it was mythology. And then when the Bible came around, I went, oh, it's mythology. So I didn't think it had to be true. But I didn't realize that it's well understood by anybody who's a serious Christian researcher that the Gospels, that are so-called the Gospels, number one, that there were hundreds of these things, at least many, many dozens of things that were floating around the ancient Roman world that were supposed to be Gospels. And then a couple people, really a handful of people, got together in the 300s and said, well, that's out, that's out, that's out, and that's out. And they kept four. And they weren't written by anybody that anybody knows. And that was shocking to me. That these things that we attribute to John, Paul, George, and Ringo, is that who wrote them? Don, did I get that right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
That John, Paul, Matthew, George, Paul, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that the guys who are this, that if you go look this up on the most hard-bitten Christian apologist sites, they'll say, yeah, we know, but it doesn't matter. So they changed the argument initially to, yeah, we know we lied to you your whole lives, but it doesn't matter. They don't know who wrote these things, which means, and they know that a lot of the stuff was, they know that the first threes are all copies of the first one, and the first one's a copy of some stuff that was floating around, and there's just no idea of authorship of this stuff, and the stories change from story to story, and it was all managed by this Roman Catholic Church. So it occurred to me that I understood my Eastern Orthodox friends a lot better, who are very critical of the Roman Catholic Church, and I realized
wow.
that critical thinking has no end. You can take it everywhere with you, and that's what we want you to do, because critical thinking is part of the power to heal, and that belongs to you.
Look at you, opening up a big old can of worms when we have to go to break, and the show's over. Oh, my God, what are we going
to
do?
Thanks Liam for listening Chef. To the Robert Scott Bell Show. See you next time.
All right, thanks, Liam. And remember, everybody, the power to heal and critically think is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.